Test 1 2, test 1 2, test, test. Test 1 2, test 1 2, test 1 2.
We gotta name it and date it and, you know, all that stuff first. I just wanna make sure that it's, okay, watch it while I talk, okay? Watch the thing. Conversation with Pat, DJ, Liz, and Madeline. November 11th.
Madeline, you don't have to press play at the same time you're pressing
record. No, not on this one. This is different. Check yours. November 11th, 1986.
It's hardly moving at all.
Okay.
That's the need to go
through it. We're going to now find out what to do with it. Have to make sure that you can't have the playback volume on or it'll feedback. Okay.
You better give them all that second.
Why? Did I screw it up?
What? Then she sent you to show you the pregnant out here.
Yeah, it's the envelope.
What envelope? I didn't see no envelope. I just pulled the thing out. Was it in there?
Yeah, it was in. You didn't open
it's still there.
It's still in the envelope. Yeah, I sent you the address, my phone number, exact directions, with how many stoplights, which...
Because I was told, I didn't find all the directions or whatever.
Yeah, put it in.
Did you two come together?
It's still probably in the envelope. I mean, in the...
Yeah.
Probably yeah. Five minutes ago, because I knew pretty much where we had to go, but it's getting in the place.
I had written on her directions, side door, upper bell.
Well, Madeline also made another mistake. Did she tell you that when she put together this paper that she sent you, she put it together in the wrong order? So we're not even sure if you what you all thought about it, but the different parts she put together.
The parts are all there. I just stapled it wrong.
So what did you think of what we had?
You didn't notice.
Well, I really couldn't get into it because I just come back from Rochester myself, so I really didn't.
So you didn't have a chance?
I didn't get a chance to really.
Really? Did you look through any of it at all?
The first couple of pages, and then I had to do my thing or whatever.
Okay. Well, we can talk about some of the
stuff anyway.
Theories.
When did you think? Have it ready.
Okay. I've been through most of it.
Uh-huh.
A lot of it I went through twice. I found it interesting. It was, what did you mean when you said she didn't have it together right? I didn't think there was supposed to be any storyline to it, or it was just...
Well, we were hoping that it would have a little bit more of a line if you read it differently. Like, first, the trouble we had in writing about it. Second, the search for love. Third, long-lasting relationships. And fourth would be breakups. We thought that would give it a little bit more order, and that's how we wrote it.
Well, that's how it was.
No, I put long-lasting relationships first. That's how I stapled it. I stapled it wrong.
Oh, yeah.
But you didn't even know, so it's fine.
Yeah. Okay. Next time I'll remember.
So what'd you think, Pat? Was it, like, real in any way, or did it make... Did it sound like it was talking about a life you knew?
It sounded like it was, to me, pretty much the good side of the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it didn't seem like there was as much hard times or heartaches or whatever you want to call it that really happened. I think people, I don't know how you took through interviews, you know, if you just took certain things out. That, it sounded like it's really was a nice life to live. It wasn't, you know.
It wasn't.
I don't think it wasn't for me, anyway. I mean, it didn't tell the hard times, really. Unless people didn't talk about them.
Well, maybe they didn't, because Although Madeline and I sometimes cut out the hard times in our minds because, you know, it's hard to always face it, but I think people didn't talk about them that much.
Really?
So when you say it doesn't capture the hard times or the heartaches, what's that mean? Like how bad you'd feel over a breakup or how badly people would treat one another?
Mostly how society treated you when you were out and things like that. Not so much the people that you were with. It was, I don't know, it didn't, I recall relationships then being more like, as you know, the Butch Femme type of relationships. And the Femmes, to me, usually were straight girls, you know. Mm-hmm. I would say very few of them ever wound up in gay life. And, I don't know, when you talk to people, you try to talk to people from every different aspect of the whole thing.
All different crowds.
Because that whole era to me was basically bars. Your whole life revolved around the bar scene, you know, mm-hmm. More so probably than your home life, I think. Mm-hmm. And you also said you didn't have a chance to talk to that many friends.
That's right.
You know, so it was hard to...
We have how many femmes that are included in this paper that we remember? Two, three?
Definitely
three. Mm-hmm. And that's a much older crowd, right? The 40s?
One was from the 40s.
And two from the 50s.
And two from the 50s.
Really? Mm-hmm. See, because that's the whole thing. They're not around anymore. They're all gone and married. And
half of them are passed away.
Living straight lives.
The two from the 50s are still in gay life.
Yeah.
You're still back, you know, whatever.
One's still and one's back.
One's back.
Mm-hmm. I found that with a woman the night Madeline was over and we talked about it. We were trying to think of different women, you know, that were out then. There's no them around. And the ones that even know where they did go, they're off and they got married. Mm-hmm. And it seems to me like the Butches really hung in there. You know, they were gay and that was it.
Yeah, what's your assessment about that? About what were those femmes?
I mean, they were straight women. And the ones that I dealt with went with Butches that
were masculine.
Yeah.
Because the guys that went, the first was gay, but the other two, they were straight when I met them, but they weren't afterwards.
After you were with them, did they stay gay?
Oh, well, I don't know what they are now, but I ain't with them.
Uh-huh. And you didn't keep track of whatever happened to them?
No. Even like a couple of years after you broke up with them, Dory,
I'd run into them or whatever, you know.
Say, but were they with other butches or in...
Mostly by themselves. But I mean, that was still when, you know, when the other bars were running, but...
That's the big extreme difference I found in it and how it is now. To me, now it's married around. You break up with one girl and she's been with 15 people or her best friends and she's been with them all. And then it wasn't like that. Usually if you met a girl, she had probably been with other butches. But now they're just gone. They aren't around. And most of them are in straight life. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking about even women I know that were with other people, you know, not just the ones I was with. And that's what I meant when I said, when I looked through the book, that, you know, people told little stories that came to their mind. It's hard to do that anyway, you know, when you're just sitting and talking to tell the whole thing. But I just thought it didn't really say how really rough it was then, you know, and if you wanted to just go out for a drink or whatever, gay bars were half and half, if you were brave enough to go into them with your girlfriend.
Well, you know, that will be in the first part of the book, and when we've rewritten that part, we'll ask you to come and hear that and see if it's captured right. So in some ways that's, you know how you can't write about everything all at the same time? So the first part kind of tries to capture how rough things were going out, and when we talk about butches, how rough it was for them. And then the last part, we tried to write about relationships. And I guess what you're saying is still is too rosy a picture, but...
I don't think our relationships lasted as long then.
As they do now?
Yeah.
Okay, that's important.
Mm-hmm. That's how I saw it with people. You know, there were, if you had, say, 100 women in a bar, maybe four of the couples had been together for a long time. And it was like a circle. Everybody that you went with had already gone with everybody else, you know.
Uh-huh.
And just, you go, they break up and you start going with them. It just kept going around and around. Mm-hmm. You know how it was.
What does it mean when you say that who had been together long? What's long?
Then?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'd say if somebody made it for a year or two. Now, you're talking about people that lived together?
Either.
See, people that didn't live together, I thought always, even to this day, make it longer than those that do. See, when I first came out, I was still at home and going to school and just running back and forth. So I couldn't live with anybody, and they were working then at home. But when I did get into living with people, the relationships that I was in weren't long, you know. They lasted a year. There was a lot of flits and around.
So there was a lot of moving in and out of apartments?
Oh, all around, yeah. Well, people weren't organized. You didn't have, half of them didn't work, half of the people didn't work. And Dory could probably answer that better than I could, because I would imagine any relationship you've had, relationship she had, would have had a lot more longevity to it than mine.
Well, it's two or seven, the last was 10. In between was a little different, but the last one was a 10-year run.
And the two sevens and the 10 were people that you lived with?
Mm-hmm.
Did you notice at that time, like, you went through the 40s, through some of the 40s in the gay community here, right?
Oh, yeah.
And was it the same way then, that people who lived together didn't last?
Well, see, when I first came up here, I came up here the first time in 45. And I messed around with this one, that one, whatever. And I went back to Rochester in 49. And I come back up here in 53, and in the last 30 years, that's when the... Because even in Rochester, I wasn't really living with anyone.
So your first long relationship was in 53?
Oh, not in 53. I couldn't even tell you what that meant in 53. No, the first one was in Rochester. Her family was here. Then I moved up here and was with her for a while. That was the first. And one was 7, the last one was 10 up until 10 years ago, I haven't been with anyone.
So that
I just don't care anymore.
So that first one, you lived together on and on?
Yeah.
Or in Rochester?
Mm-hmm. And up here with her family, you know, back and forth. Like a yo-yo.
Like a yo-yo. When you say with her family, you mean her parents or her husband?
No, I mean her family lived across the street and we lived on the other side and, you know, back and forth, and she'd get mad and go over there and all that kind of jazz. Like bringing it home to Mama.
And she was the woman who was gay before?
Yeah, she was gay before.
What about your friends that you had then? Did they have long relationships?
Yeah, some of them, you know, mainly in Rochester. It's quite a while there. Up there, there was different bars, whatever, and standards were different or whatever. I don't know, but it was a lot different than when I came up here.
Years ago, you're saying it was a lot different? There were a lot of bars and everything in Rochester?
Oh, yeah.
In the 40s?
Mm-hmm.
Gay bars?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I used to go on.
I don't recall any bars that were up here before the Carousel and those bars opened that were gay bars.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't in Frank Martin's or Ralph Martin's. But
that was one of the biggest and most fabulous.
But it was the only one, right?
Yeah.
And that wasn't all gay either. There were a lot of straight people in that.
Well, Martin, I knew him pretty well, and he'd only let, if he knew you, you could bring a girl in, you know, or a straight guy or whatever. Mm-hmm. But if he didn't like you at that bar, he asked you to leave. And especially if a state guy came in and started messing around with somebody, mm-hmm. he didn't like it because he was behind the bar half the time. He'd ask him to leave very nicely. If not, he'd have a couple of boys just help him off the door. No problems.
You know, that's something that people disagree on in our narratives, whether Ralph Martin's was, whether Ralph Martin himself was gay.
Oh, yes, he was.
He definitely was.
But he married.
Uh-huh.
And he died of cancer. He was quite a man.
Well, it must have been after he closed and it all started to just run wild, because I worked in many bars for 2 months, 3 months. These were only bars that were folding, you know, and so they would let the gay people come in until they made their money, and then it would be gone. Bars didn't even last, a lot of them, over 6 months. And I worked in a lot of bars.
What time period is that? Late 50s?
Well, I'm the middle late 50s, yeah.
Well, the Midtown lasts a long time. And
it wasn't a gay bar.
It
was like the House of Quinn is now. Maybe you'd have 10 gay people in it, but it was definitely a straight bar.
The Monte Grove was
gay. Definitely a straight bar. Chesterfield. Now, these are early 50s, but they are definitely
mixed,
straight bars.
So you're saying the Mardi Gras was straight, and you're saying the Mardi Gras was gay.
The only thing you saw was straight.
But and most of the people that hung in there. Well, it was the same clientele that hung in the Chesterfield right next door. And Patsy's and all the rest of them.
And down to Bingo's and all the rest of the same.
Bingo's? Yeah. Bingo's, I would say, was probably
more so than
was gay more than any of them. I would never call Mardi Gras or Chesterfield a gay bar.
What's happened? But all the other kids used to go there.
Mm-hmm. And I can tell you 15 of them that had their asses kicked in there. Diane Hart wears a scar on her face to this day from it.
From the Mardi Gras?
From Chesterfield.
Chesterfield?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a rough place, I have to say.
Would you say that Ralph Martin was a fabulous guy? What do you mean?
He was good to his people.
Uh-huh.
He wouldn't let no one really, mess you up or anything. He was good to his people. Because even when I came, I was brokered as hell. He even gave me a room upstairs above the place to stay until I got the job or whatever. He was good that way.
Hmm. And so he definitely saw himself as a gay man, and that he was helping his people, his gay people. Did he think like that?
Yeah, I thought he did.
Huh. That's interesting.
Well, Ralph's, at least in Midtown, was like that. He definitely wasn't gay.
Well, that's true, but he helped all the gay ones.
He was
even
very
his
good.
Wife. His
very
wife
good.
Was fabulous. Mm-hmm. And she was a nun. Yeah, hey, one time. She came out of the county.
Yeah.
And so, nice children, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Were a lot of the bar owners like that? The ones that were straight, did they seem to be helpful, or was it split?
I didn't think. They wanted their money, and that was true. You wouldn't be in there if they weren't closing. Very few of them. The Midtown one you went in, now that's in the early 50s. Bingo was the first bar I ever went in, but he was all right. But at the Midtown, he really would go out for you,
Mm-hmm.
You needed something, or... But he didn't hang around
with
a room all night.
He
didn't have a place to stay. He didn't care.
And he had his son was good. Well, he got killed on a motorcycle, but he was good too. He was like
this is the guy from the Midtown. Scalise?
Ralph Scalise.
Yes, tell me his son.
Well, it's hard to talk about relationships and much easier to talk about bars, but let's talk about relationships a lot more. So, DJ, what do you think, from your experience with long relationships, what are the ingredients that makes a long relationship?
Well, it's, to me, it has to be, can't be a one-way street, no way in hell. You have to give a little to receive a little, and you have to sit down and talk without screaming your brains out, and this is wrong, that's wrong, you're doing that's wrong. You got to sit down and sort of talk things out. That's what we used to do.
And
then after a while, if it got to the point, just drop the subject, that's all. No problem. I never had none. I mean, there was arguments, whatever, but not that I'd knock her around the house or anything. I'd bust up the house first, but I think I hit a woman only once. But I lived with her.
For what?
I don't know. It was just an argument. I just...
You just hit it.
But I had to buy quite a few dishes at times.
So, but Penny, 50s, people didn't want long relationships. Like, it was more a year people wanted and not than people. Did you want a longer relationship?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Because even right now, I don't want nothing. Maybe I'm too old for it, but I don't know. I don't think I could really put up with it. I mean, I love people. I love to be with someone or whatever. But, I don't know, it's, when you get older, it's a different feeling. It really is.
I don't think that's necessarily true, because I don't want one either. I'm not looking for somebody that I couldn't settle down with and, you know, live my life out with. I don't want that. It's crap to me.
Well, this has been going on for 10 years.
I don't think I can do it anyway.
I don't think so.
What happens that makes you feel that way?
Well, you try so many times, and after a while, it just gets to you figure everyone's going to do it. You know,
there's no trust anymore. The trust is gone. I don't trust anybody. Never will, you know. Because
no.
I've seen it too much. You know, I guess
say if you're going with a woman, which whatever, and all of a sudden, say you're home, and say her and I walk in or whatever, and she's fooling around with another...
why can't it be you?
Why can't it be you? Why can't you, you know, be in your company or whatever? Instead of be out playing with somebody else. That's the thing when you see. And you know, I wouldn't trust them. They cheat once, they'll cheat on me. So, that's the way they go down.
I never seen a couple, in all the time that I was out, that, and this is going to sound like a probably very self-centered thing to say, but I've never seen a woman that can't be made, and I don't care how much love she is with her
that's
people.
Right, that's
I've
right.
never seen one.
I'll have to be on. I'll have to be on.
You can all be
on.
Hold on,
Lee.
You don't think so, though, right?
Because I've done it.
But see, when you ask us those questions and you sit and talk, you're talking about now, you weren't out a long time ago.
No, I wasn't yet.
Yeah, no. But you consider yourself true blue now, don't you?
Yeah. You're laughing right in my face, Pat. What the devil you are? But true blue was somebody who came out when I didn't be, okay? Not true blue like you. All right.
Well, what does that mean?
Well, I know that Pat lived through a lot more than I did. And first of all, I didn't come out till I had been married 12 years already.
And how long have you been in your life?
No, what's your definition of true blue?
I assumed, I don't know. What do you mean by true blue?
Do you sleep with other women?
What do you mean?
Well, does Bobby listen to these tapes?
No, she doesn't listen to these tapes. Nobody listens to these tapes but Madeline and I, right?
That's right.
And one time, remember, Avra was here and part of the project. Do you remember Avra?
She was our third partner for the first
time. So when she was here, she also...
She's
gone to Michigan and everything, so now it's just the two of us. And there's somebody else who you might know who's worked with us a little bit, Wanda Edwards. I don't think DJ would know her, but you might have seen her around because you tend to go on. But anyway, it's just us trying to write this book, right?
Yeah,
trying to be
the only ones who
to have a slice of truth.
Well, then maybe it's different now. I don't think it is myself any different now than it was when I first came out. But it's still the same way.
Right.
As far as people, there's no respect. People don't respect each other.
Well, when you talk about true blue, you mean once you are with somebody and have made that commitment that you, until that relationship is officially over, you do not sleep with anyone else.
Right. Oh, is that what she meant?
That's what you meant.
I thought you meant that you could consider myself true blue, like was I a real lesbian? That's
no,
what
no,
I thought
no,
you
meant. No, not me. That's what I wanted you to define.
Oh, thanks for helping me out. I didn't know what she was talking about. So you know that she meant true blue, and I'm monogamous.
No cheating, no nothing.
Yes, I'm monogamous.
And you stay at home all the time, all right?
Well, do you ever see me out
there? At home?
No, but I mean, she does. Does she go around where there's a lot of other women?
She works in a women's studies program. There's lesbians all over the place.
Well,
See, that's what I can't believe. All right, that.
So what are you saying?
I
say you're around already.
Yeah, I was married too.
All right. Now, see, you're with all these women. She's saying gay, whatever. Now, when you're talking, whatever, of all these women, hasn't anyone ever attracted you? I mean, outside of who you're with? I mean, that you just look and say, oh, maybe I'd like to be with her or something.
Sure. So if you feel something,
outright.
If you feel something, that makes a difference. That's very Catholic, isn't it? No. Thinking of the sin makes the sin.
I just think that it happened back then. Yeah. That if you just couldn't trust the people you were with. I think that's why there was a lot more women getting knocked around then than there is now. It's because you just could not.
Yeah.
Leave your woman alone.
I think that isn't true. I think it happens now. I think it just doesn't happen. Liz. Literally not.
It's the same word as straight. Like now you go to a bar, how many guys in there that are married are looking for another woman?
Mm-hmm.
So what's the difference?
So
really,
what,
I mean, as far as,
what do you think made people cheat then?
Yeah, and cheating has been going on for years. Since the beginning of time.
Well, let me ask a different question. Why is it so terrible if somebody cheats?
All right? You're not having respect for the one you're with. You're giving yourself to somebody else. You're not showing respect for the one you're with.
Okay, that's good. But then why does it break your trust completely if somebody has an affair with somebody else and you're in a relationship?
Because the first time that I would never trust them again.
You would never trust them again. Well, there's something about sex.
I can be told a lot of things about a person.
What? I could never
believe. See, I never believe nothing I hear. I have to see it. When I see it, then I know damn well what's going on.
Okay, well, let's say you two were with women, all right? And they said to you, so it's not a question of that they snuck around. Let's say they said to you, I'm going to go sleep with somebody else. That wouldn't help, right?
No, they wouldn't.
You wanted honesty here. You got
it.
I've been with hookers that I know are hookers, and I've sat in bars and seen them go out and turn their tricks and come back, and I've lived with them. And that didn't bother me at all. I knew what they were doing. Yeah. But it's these little goody two-shoes that are going to be with
you
forever.
Say, well, I don't do this, I don't
they're
do
the
this,
ones
but then you walk
you
around
know,
the corner and you
can really
hurt
you.
Sure.
There's a difference. You know? They're doing it at work and they're doing it with
right now, I'd rather go out with a hooker.
They don't even care.
I would.
Does it make a difference because it was just a man? Or, I mean, I don't know women who were hookers.
If they trick with women,
if they ever trick with women. Did any of those women ever trick with women?
Sure they did.
What do you think?
Ask Dory. We almost got one for her birthday this year.
Come on, hookers.
She's a very pretty woman. We had to pay her for her birthday. She was going to go with Dory. She wanted too much money.
Bullshit.
I don't mean that
word
all
bad.
Get your own woman.
Well, wait, let me ask you. So when you've been with hookers, you paid them? That's great. We don't know anybody who's talked about
that. Nobody's told us that.
You're really serious? Because we have never had this information before. This is wonderful.
It is true.
You're not just pulling our legs.
No,
right?
No, it's okay, true.
Good.
I only did one time, and she was probably the same one you paid. That's what we were talking about.
And was this woman straight or gay? She was straight.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But she was an elegant.
She was charming. Are we talking about Tony?
Yes, we are.
Yeah, I went with her once too. We had a
2 years around.
And I didn't even go to bed with her.
You didn't go to bed?
I didn't get that far. Somebody came in the bar, there was a big argument, and she got my money and split.
Not very nice. You didn't take a rain check?
I was drunk when I did it, and I would never mention it to anybody. I've never done that in my life. I think that's terrible.
What, paying for sex?
Yeah. I mean, what did you have to do that for? There's too many women around that you should have to do that. She was just like a really foxy lady, you know?
Mm-hmm. And did you say you lived with her, you had interest in her for 2 years, DJ?
Mm-hmm.
So would you pay her for 2 years?
No.
You
didn't? First off, I, so
So I bought her a few for that.
Not a few things. You want me to wait in my car?
No. And when was this? How long ago?
Oh, let's see.
That was
80, 80, 81, 82. Yeah, then I went through the eye surgery. And after that,
so it's recent. It's recent.
Well, let's say in the 40s and 50s.
Because I really didn't want to deliver something. But I was in her company. She fascinated me to no end. I'll have to say that she did. Because I was the only one that could get her at the time of the women. Mm-hmm. So
we all had.
It was a challenge. It was a challenge, really.
You had slept with her.
I never
without.
Slept with her.
Hey,
I never
okay.
slept with her. Okay. No, I paid her and got nothing. She got more than I did.
Must be her age.
She goes for maturity. Whatever it is.
I'm gonna try.
I'm well schooled.
Schooled, right? That's true. Did you ever pay anybody, any woman for sex in the 40s or the 50s?
No.
And you never paid anybody for sex?
No. Yeah, she's the first one I ever did.
I had him pay me.
In the 50s?
Mm-hmm. Several times.
Oh, I've had that happen too.
Not just giving you a present or something, but really putting money out.
I used to meet, there's two women, I won't mention any names.
Okay, we don't need the names.
Sorry, I used to see them once a week, each one of them, and they paid me.
What years? 50s?
Well, I was going with little feet, so I was late 50s.
When
well,
was around the Midtown area?
Yeah.
That's late 50s.
Yeah.
That's 56 to 59.
Yeah, that's, well, I used to stay in Pinion down there.
What did, how much did they pay?